It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we're going to end the hour today with some surprising news. The Chicago Bears are good.
From the eye, Swift, cutback, hops into the end zone, touchdown, Chicago.
Opportunity to get a first down, you could clock it, but chose to use his second time out there.
Williams going deep, it is caught! Leaping grab from DJ Moore.
Williams slings it, Williams, Loveland, bangs off his man, he's going to score!
Home!
Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper! 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie.
Yes, for the first time since 2020, the Bears have made it to the playoffs, ending the regular season with 11 wins, 6 losses. But it's not an easy path ahead as they go into the postseason, losing their last 2 regular season games and hosting the Green Bay Packers in a wild card game that will also be their 3rd meetup this year, with each team having 1 win so far. It's been an interesting year for the Bears. It's been head coach Ben Johnson's first season, general manager Ryan Poles getting a 3-year contract extension over the summer. With all that in mind, joining us now to talk through all things Bears and NFL is Cheryl Ray Stout, sports contributor at WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. Cheryl, welcome back to the 21st show.
Thank you, Brian.
You can join us today, 800-222-9455. Are you a Bears fan? Are you excited about the prospects of the postseason? 800-222-9455. All right, Cheryl, big picture. What did you think of the Bears' regular season this year?
I thought it was really a good step forward. Losing the last 2 games kind of hurts a little bit, but when you look at last year, when they only had 5 wins and they had a 10-game losing streak until they beat the Packers in the last game of the season, this is a big jump. And I have to credit Ryan Poles because he brought the right players in with trades and signings and the draft. So this has been a really good, solid year. And of course, the big reason why is Ben Johnson and his coaching ability. And the fact is that he's got a good staff.
Yeah, I want to come back to Ben in a second. But what does it say to you, though, that the Bears had 6 of their wins were comebacks, right? They're trailing in the fourth quarter, ultimately win the game.
That's hard. I mean, you know, you can't continue to do that. But, you know, Bear fans are enjoying that. But, you know, I think they have to start faster. There's no doubt about it. They have to start faster in order to be able to be successful in the long run.
Is it better to be lucky or good, I guess?
I guess both. Good, yeah. Better, best.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's get into Ben Johnson then. That's his famously his rallying cry in the locker room, sometimes with his shirt on, sometimes with his shirt off. It's his first year. What do you think? Tell me about him.
I've enjoyed watching the process with him. He is a very solid thinker. The interesting thing, he's a computer science major in college. So to me, you know, he's got the analytical mind. But he also he's harsh with the players when he needs to be, but he's honest with them. And you could see that, you could really feel the connection. And the fact is, he and Caleb Williams had to build up to where they are right now. It's not that it was easy, but they had to both give in to each other and understand what each needs. And that has worked.
Is it unusual the way he is in there? You know, some people have compared him to Ted Lasso. There's that famous clip of, you know, the character Ted Lasso dancing with his football team. It was in the universe of Ted Lasso was the thing that made him go viral before he became a British soccer coach. Is that an unusual relationship? Yeah.
We saw that with Matt Nagy when he was here. He did the same thing. So it's the younger coaches, because, you know, Ben is very young. I think the younger coaches feel that connection with the players and they feel they can do it. I would have liked to have seen Mike Ditka do when he was that coach. Believe me, covering him was really entertaining.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yes.
So you mentioned Caleb Williams. This is his second year. Tell me about his performance this year.
You know what? Again, with Ben Johnson, the growth was there. He was only 58 yards from having 4,000 yards for the season, which a Bear quarterback has never done. He now set the single season mark for that, beating out Eric Kramer's. So you could see that growth. And the fact is, having a good offensive line in front of him, he has not been sacked as much. So he's been able to scramble a little bit and make things happen. And he's been helped a lot by having a running game. That has helped him a lot because then he could do the play action play. And that's been working for them and for him.
Tell me more about the relationship building you mentioned between the two of them. What, how did it start? How's it going, kind of thing?
Well, it was interesting because when watching Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson at first, it was, you know, we weren't seeing, you know, anything that much, but a person from the Bears came up to me and he says, you know, he's really nice. You could see he's really nice. However, behind the scenes, Ben Johnson could really lay into players. And so we did see the first minicamp that we saw it was when the players, the offense was lining up to break the huddle. They were lining up and then Ben Johnson yells, "Get the F back into the huddle." And I'm going, okay, he's not afraid to mix it up with him. But the fact is they have meetings every week alone, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, and they have come up with plays together to, you know, that play with DJ Moore for the 46 yards TD. That was them together talking about it the night before.
Interesting. Key contributor this season has been Luther Burden III. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting from him in the future?
I think he's got a lot of ability. He's a playmaker. There's no doubt about it. And he's got speed. He also has a kind of a chip on his shoulder because he expected to go in the first round. And sometimes when you have a player like that, you know, they really like to produce. And he's also helped. They have, like I said, they have a good group. You got, you know, Luther and you have Coastin Loveland. You know, the tight end who was just named NFL Rookie of the Week. So you have this combination where, and they're all enjoying each other. If you're ever in the locker room like we are with the Bears, they get the receivers right next to Caleb Williams, which always says a lot about how they want to keep this team very close.
So you mentioned being in the locker room as a reporter. How is it different in a year like this versus a year where, you know, they're
like
riding out the end of their regular season? Yeah, tell me about the vibes, both, you know, among the press, among the players. What's it like?
Well, there's a lot more media, you know. Normally, like a day like yesterday would have been like six or seven of us there. Yesterday, there was about 25, 30, you know. So there's a lot more media. They're very upbeat. They have a basketball net that they shoot hoops with, you know, and there's certain players that they've added that make it a little more rambunctious, the sound and everything. But you could feel that they like each other, they get along with each other, and that they really want to proceed forward and win some games. Because you have a lot of inexperienced players that have not been in the playoffs, including DJ Moore, who's never been in the playoffs. So they all know how important this is, and they know how important each other has to be with one another.
All right, let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about the Chicago Bears, who are going to be playing in the postseason tomorrow against the Green Bay Packers after capturing the number 2 seed in the NFC. We're talking about this with Cheryl Ray Stout, sports contributor for Chicago Public Radio Station WBEZ. You can join us, 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. So I mentioned in the introduction, GM Ryan Poles got a contract extension for another 3 years. Talk about his role in developing the team that's going into the playoffs this year.
He's done a remarkable job. When you look at what he was able to do, when he traded that number one pick to Carolina a couple years ago, he got DJ Moore and the number one pick for the following year, which ended up being Caleb Williams. So you see the way he did things. The fact is that he took a Coastin Loveland this year, where a lot of people thought he should have taken somebody else or taken a different part. He also was able to, you know, get free agents like Kevin Byard and Nashawn Wright, who nobody knew what he was going to be able to do, what he's going to do. He put together an offensive line with Joe Tooney, who has got 21 playoff game experience. He was able to trade for a couple other offensive linemen, and Drew Dahlman is one. And the fact is, when putting an offensive line together made it work. And you look at the draft picks, like I mentioned, Coastin Loveland, Luther Burden, Ozzie Trapillo, Kyle Manungai. You know, those have all been contributors. And that's what's really been important, to watch him do this. And the fact that he took a lot of heat for some of the things that happened last year, but he also brought in the right head coach. That was really important.
I was going to say, are people forgiving him for the Eberflus era, especially given what happened with him in Dallas this year?
Yeah, he got fired after 1 year as the DC with Dallas. You know, it was a bad choice. And also he had somebody else that was actually helping him make the decision. So, it, you know, it does fall on him because he's the, you know, but the fact is there was other people that were involved with that decision. And, you know, being able to get away from it and do it on his own this time was really important.
All right. So what are you going to be watching for during Saturday's wild card game against the Packers?
Well, I think the fans are going to be just crazy. The weather's going to be a factor. It's supposed to be very windy and some possible snow or some precipitation. I think the Bears have to start fast. And the fact is you got Jordan Love coming back for the Green Bay Packers, who was out for 2 weeks because of a concussion that he got in the Bears game when Austin Booker tackled him. So the thing is that Jordan Love, if he gets big chunk plays, the Bears secondary has to be concerning. So it's going to be very important for the Bears offense to start early, have long drives, and use their running game, because that's a weakness of the Packers. And if they can do that and hold on, they can win this game. But if Jordan Love has a big, you know, output as far as throwing the ball, it could be a long day and it could be a short postseason for the Bears.
Yeah. Do you think perish the thought, if it doesn't turn out well for the Bears tomorrow, is this still a successful season in your view?
Yes, it is. It is, because, you know, look, last year they were, you know, they only had 5 wins. This year they have 11 already in the bank. So yeah, it's a successful season, but it tells you that there's more work to be done. There are more players to be acquired if they don't win tomorrow.
And what about, in a couple minutes we have remaining, take a sort of zoom out to the overall NFL. There's been a lot of turnover, a lot of head coach job openings. I'm thinking of throwing my hat out there because there's so many vacancies. Is that unusual for this year? Or is this just, you know, par for the course? What's going on there?
I think it's unusual. I mean, because you're seeing somebody like an 18-year head coach with John Harbaugh getting fired, and everybody was going to want that job. You see Mike McDaniel getting fired from Miami. He's already being talked to by Detroit to be their offensive coordinator. So to have eight coaches fired, that's a big number. That means that this offseason, which is, you know, right in the process, if you want somebody that's in the playoffs, you have to wait until they're out of the, you know, out of the postseason in order to talk to somebody. So it's a bit harried right now and concerning for those teams. Like I said, the big job is Baltimore. So it'll be interesting to see how the other dominoes fall.
Interesting. Any other Chicago sports teams you're excited about right now, or is this our last best hope?
Got some good news. Connor Bedard is coming back tonight.
All right. Well, we will leave it there with a slight note of optimism. I personally am excited for the Chicago Fire season, which, hard to believe, just a month and a half away. There's like hardly any offseason for those poor guys in the MLS. All right. Cheryl Ray Stout is sports contributor at Chicago Public Radio. Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, we're going to speak with Joseph Gaughan, who is a scholar of Native American psychology, sociology. He was educated in part at the University of Illinois. He's now at Harvard. He's going to be coming back to Central Illinois for a lecture later this month. We're going to talk with him about Native Americans, mental health, sports mascots, and a variety of other topics. That's coming up Monday on The 21st Show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer, Colson Khan, technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Visit our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our texting group. You can find our email address and our voicemail line. Let us know what you thought about our program. You can also find links to subscribe to our podcasts, or just look us up on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. If you are so inclined and you want to leave a positive rating there and a review, that would be great too. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.